So I'm in the airport check-in line, and the guy in front of me is giving the TSA an earful about his rights as an American citizen. He's not wearing a plague mask, even though we've passed 100 signs telling us travelers they're required at all times in this facility. By the time he's bending their ears about being forced by the federal government, the damn government, to drink his pop before going through screening, I figure I'll be here for another half hour while they put him on the floor and do a cavity search in front of the rest of us compliant citizens. I'm praying that he won't be a fellow passenger on my flight, the one who gets the place turned around so he can be taken into custody back where he flew out of. Freedom for some folks is just nothing left to complain about. No shoes, no shirt, no service must be practically a call to arms. A friend of mine has a neighbor who drains his septic into the ditch by her house. No doubt another freedom fighter. The guy next door on the other side likes to shoot his automatic assault rifle after midnight, testing the patience of the sleeping neighborhood. Maybe see who wants to confront him. The cops don't care to, so why should she? I need to reread that Second Amendment, see if the right to bear arms means the right to shoot 'em night or day below my window. This pandemic has certainly brought out the new Minutemen, folks who think the government has a boot on their necks. Nobody has the right to tell them anything. And watching them storm the Capitol a few short months ago, I got an eyeful of what freedom means to them. More for them, less for me. You wonder why I live at the end of an island at the edge of a continent? It wasn't to escape the reach of Rome. It was to escape these yahoos. That kind of freedom, trust me, is getting harder to find.